Welcome, everybody, to the Super Sumo Brothers podcast. I'm here, as always, with Andrew.
Hello.
And we're going to look at the Banzuke for September, which just came out today, I believe. So let's go ahead and just jump right in.
Yeah, and you, typically we do this, like we would normally do this anyways, like we, you know, get together and you know, spend some time together kind of looking over it. So, yeah, we decided to kind of do live reactions to it. Neither of us have seen this. We're completely blind going into this.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen any rankings to see who's gone up, who's gone down, if anyone's dropped out or moved up. So, yeah.
I know we didn't talk about this before, but maybe it would be fun to, like, do some picks now. And then, like, what our act like, because I know we kind of talked about it in the last episode. But, like, maybe, like, see how close we are, like, on guessing.
Okay. Well, let me see.
Because we can pull up. Yeah, let's pull up.
Yeah, because I have July up right now. I mean, I think there's some obvious ones lower that are probably, like, Terno Fuji is probably going to get a huge jump.
Yeah, Terno Fuji. But that's the question, is how high, I guess.
Yeah, because Terutsu Yoshi went from Magashira 17, and I think he went all the way up to like 3 or 2 when he won. So I'm interested to see what happens with him. Because, yeah, he went from 16 all the way up to 9.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm actually looking at the wrong. It's actually not Terutsu Yoshi.
I'm looking up. Okay.
Yeah, so, Tokushiru, that's who I meant to say. Yeah, not Terutsu Yoshi. Yeah, Tokushiru went from 17 up to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So will Terno Fuji get that increase, or will he, you know, go higher? I can't imagine them putting him into Senyaku. Like, yeah, we're gonna put
no. That would be a crazy jump. You can't go from Magashira ranks into Senyaku. But I could see Magashira 1.
Yeah. So yeah,
especially since he's seasoned.
Exactly, and I think they want to see him that high.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas seeing him up there would be, you know, good for the sport, and you know. Once again, a great comeback for him. So
yeah, he's like their cover story right now. And with all the Abi stuff coming on, they can kind of use whatever good press they can get.
Correct. So
I think they would want to do that. Like I'm looking at the Sadantake stable. Like Kota Shigiku, Magashira 14. He'll probably go up to 13. I would imagine maybe 12.
Maybe that's probably where they'll put him.
Kota Nowaka is going to drop down a bit. I don't know if he'll be out of.
I'm hoping he's not. He's young, so maybe they'll cut him some slack and just drop him down to 17 and kind of give that, hey, we'll give you a shot in September, and then, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I could see him maybe being 17.
Yeah, I mean, he was 4, 6, and 5. He came back. I don't think he took a win after he came back.
No.
But he did come back. Yeah, he took.
Kota Yuki is going to go down. He went 6, 8, and 1.
Yeah, so he's a Juryo. But like there's like you know, Takayasu is 10 and 5. He'll probably go up to like 9 or 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. Like Tochinoshin, another guy who will probably get a good bump, like 7 or 6, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kozo
Echo's 10 and 5. He'll go up probably to 10 or 9, I would say.
Yeah, no, I think he'll get a good bump too, because like I said, he was on the leaderboard late. It was like day 10 or so that he was up there for potential contention, and he's got back-to-back good tournaments. He was in Juryo back in March, but he was 11 and 4 then, and now he's 10 and 5. So
yeah, and like we were talking at the end of the Basho in July. Mm-hmm. It like the middle of the pack is so open, I think, because Magashira 5 through 10, roughly, only like one winning record in there.
Yeah, there was a couple in there. Like Tamawashi performed well, but yeah, besides that, it was you know, just like a single guy could move up a spot, but most of them were losing records. I mean, Enho, Ryuden, Tokushoru, Chiyotaru, Ishioro,
Kaisei.
So, and some of the, even some of these lower guys that are like 8 and 7, like maybe they get bumped a little bit higher than normal.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see how much they give the 8 and 7 guys. Koto Shoho and Koto Shogiku, specifically, it would be interesting to see how high they go up.
Yeah, and then the number of potential dropouts, like Shohozan at 5 and 10 could drop down. He'll probably go to like 16, but then it's interesting to see who they call up from Juryo, because like, you know, Meisei took the Yusho down in Juryo, so you know, he'll get, obviously he's the given. He was already at Juryo 1, so regardless of the win or not, he was probably going to go up. But yeah, there's some other guys up there who performed really well. Like there was a handful of those three guys that actually had 10 and fives, but there was a playoff and, lots of 10 and 5s.
I'm wondering how low Ikioi will drop from 9, probably down to like 14, 15, I would imagine.
Probably.
Shohozan, like you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. And he's not super, I mean, he's only 33 Ikioi, where I don't know if retirement's in his plans, but he hasn't been performing great and
yeah,
you know, he's a little banged up. But I mean, just late last year, he was 12 and 3 and 11 and 4. So it's not, you know, those were down in Juryo though. Now once he's back up, he's been okay.
Yeah.
So.
And of course, Abi is out entirely, so that frees up another spot
from Marishiro 5. Yeah, I think they might drop him down, but still rank him, because technically, I think he still has to. He's suspended for 5 tournaments, so he'll still make his way like down the Banzuke.
Gotcha.
And I think I read someplace that the furthest he could, he'll end up dropping down to like Sadane. So like you're talking about almost like a three further down division drop.
Yeah, that's where Turn of Fuji was for a while, right?
Yeah, I think that's where he kind of hit like bottom and then climbed his way back up. Was
because yeah, there's 100 ranks in Sadane.
Yeah, so I think he'll be like in the 60s, I think, from what I said, like after projections. And I don't know if that's just like they're going to drop him down to the bottom of each division for the next 5 tournaments, and that's where he's going to go. But I mean, that means we probably won't see Abi again until 2022.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if he, like, I mean, he's not the same caliber of fighter as Terno Fuji either. You know, like, I mean, he's a good fighter, but Terno Fuji obviously is super talented. So I wouldn't expect the same recovery from Abi as you saw with Turn of Fuji.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, he'll make his way back up, but I don't think it will be as accelerated as Turn of Fuji's was once he got healthy. So
yeah. All right. So I just kind of threw that at you.
But no,
I thought that was like a.
No, I think it's good because we did the baseline last time, and maybe sometimes where like you know get predictions in one episode and then go back to the next episode, like we forget, but now we can kind of reference it real quick, like just a couple minutes ago we thought these guys would go down and now they're, you know, they didn't go down as far. But yeah, I think Senyaku will pretty much remain the same.
They all had pretty good records, like, there was nothing too crazy there. I mean, Kakaru obviously pulling out was but he can't go anywhere.
He'll be a given in West, so
All right, cool. Yeah,
once again, this is completely blind, so
All right, let's take a look here. I'm going to look at it for the very first time.
Oh, do you want to go work bottom up?
Yeah, let's work bottom up.
Okay.
So, Ichinojo.
Yep.
Marishiro 17.
Yeah, he's back up.
That's kind of surprising to me because he was only 9 and 6 in Juryo.
Yeah, so since we haven't made, I'm interested because, yeah, he's 9 and 6 and there's a couple guys that were 10 and 5 that were the same rank as him and we haven't seen if they got called up or not. So
that's interesting. Actually,
I mean, they might have given it to him because he's a vet. Like,
before,
you know, he's been pretty high up. He's been up in the Senyaku before, so you know, they probably were just like, we'll put you up into 17, and do that.
Right, a few other guys I haven't really heard of down here.
So those were the 10 and 5 guys that I think I just mentioned.
Kyoku Taisei.
Yep. Kyoku Taisei. And then Hoshoshoru.
Hoshoshoru I've seen before, actually.
So those guys got brought up, which I'm kind of surprised that three, and I'm guessing Meisei is going to also be a given once we kind of make our way up a little bit. Shohozan, got dropped down to 15. Like I said, no real surprise there since he was 5-10.
Yeah.
He was 5-10.
And Abby is still listed, so.
Yep. Like I said, I think they'll keep him ranked just for the formality of it, because it's not like he's, you know, expelled or banned or anything like that from Sumo. So they'll just continue to drop him down as if he's, you know.
So I think he'll, like, pull out, and then a spot, like, you think, like, another Magashira spot? I mean, another Magashira spot's going to have to open up.
Actually, in this case, it won't, because right now the Banzuke is uneven, I believe.
So right, yeah.
There is 17, and we haven't made our way back up to see if anyone else is, if there's another odd placement. But I think maybe that's why they were okay with going with 17, knowing that Abby wasn't going to be there.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, he'll continue to hold a rank until 5 tournaments, and then he'll climb his way back up.
Yeah. So Meisei, like you said, as expected. I feel like that's even a pretty big, I mean, I think that kind of speaks to how well the bottom pack did in the last tournament, that you can just bring a guy up from Juryo. Granted, he won, but shoot him up to 13. I feel like that's not crazy high, but super expected. Like
I think a lot of that might have to do with also just the guys that dropped down too. Like if people just somehow made their way down. But Meisei there, Ishioro at 13. I'm not surprised with a losing record. I never know how to feel about him. Like, I want him to do well, but I, like, size isn't everything. It really comes down to, like, being technical. But, like, Enho and Ishioro have been, like, the definition of small guys.
Yeah.
And they haven't been super successful.
Yeah, and so then you have Kaisei, who only dropped 2 ranks. He went 6-9 last tournament. I mean, that's not crazy bad, but
yeah.
Again, just it seems like a little bit of an oddity that he wouldn't be dropped down farther. But it's just because they, I think they brought a good chunk of guys up.
Which now we're getting into the realm where last tournament, you know, Kota Nowaka was present. He's not here.
Yeah.
So he probably got dropped down. We can check out Juryo after we get
Chiyomaru's out too. Chiyotairu's still here, but Chiyomaru's gone.
Kota Shigeku at 11.
That's a bit of a bump.
Yeah.
That's 4 ranks for 8-7. That's a good placement for him too, I think. I think he'll get challenged quite a bit there.
Yeah, and the guys he'll likely face is, you know, he could reach as far as, like, Takayasu, who's at 6, and I'm jumping up a little bit. But, I think at 11, he'll get a mix of some guys who are competitive above him, still, like, Enho and...
I'm skipping ahead, too. But I think, guys like Onosho and Takayasu will be good challenges for him.
Yep.
If he gets up that high, he'll be facing Enho, which is going to be an interesting one. I'm actually very interested in how that'll go. Smaller guy kind of fight for him. Have they fought each other before? I don't know. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but I'm sure they probably have at some point.
I can take a look while we work our way up.
But while you're looking that up, you get Chiyotairu, whose name I'm probably butchering.
Chiyotairu.
And Koto Echo, up to 10. So that's a pretty good jump for him, too. 10-5 at Magashira 16.
Yeah, no, I will take that. I'm glad to see the Sadagatake guys are kind of rising as one, with the exception of Kota Nowaka.
Sada Naomi is flanking him on 10.
Yep.
Onosho all the way down to 9. That was from his Magashira 2-13 performance. So that doesn't, it's not a total surprise, but he's going to climb back up real quick, I feel like.
Oh yeah,
he won't be in the. He's mid Magashira, but he'll move up pretty quick. Get up back to 1 and 2 pretty quickly. And Togashoru, also at 8, and with Wakataka Kage.
Yeah, Wakataka Kage. It's by far one of my favorite names.
Yeah, it's a good one. That's once you get it down. I feel like it's a really good one.
Wakataka Kage.
Yeah. Yeah. Oyama actually only dropped 3 ranks, even though he went 5-10.
I'm kind of surprised by just how it could just be because the middle was so bad, where they just kind of looked at the whole picture and they were like, well, collectively the middle was average, so we can't really punish one person and, you know, let the other ones be rewarded. So
yeah, I think I wonder if a part of it is too they want to keep some of the more senior guys
probably
in the latter half of the day.
You know, that's a good point, where they entertainment purposes, like they want people to, not that you can fill the stands, because I think right now it's they're going with the July format.
Yeah. So
it's still one, they call it one lung per box. They had like a training session the other day on like health practices and stuff like that at the Cocoa Geekon, and they had like a picture where everyone was sitting down, and yeah, they had like one lung per box is what they were calling it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Takayasu, I'm so happy to see he's back up. I want him to get back to Ozeki, because like, once again, obviously, since Ozeki's just like so hard to get into, it sucks to fall out of.
That's a big jump for him too. Again, that makes me believe that they're doing this to get some viewership here.
I mean, even Tochinoshin, same record as Takayasu at 10-5, and he went all the way up to 4.
Yeah, Takayasu comes from 13 all the way up to
4.
For
Tochinoshin?
Sorry, I'm talking about Takayasu still.
Oh, Takayasu, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 6 still. But.
Yeah, that's like a 6 rank jump at least. Mm-hmm. Like, I think 7, obviously. But that's a lot for a 10-5 record, I feel like.
Yeah, but once again, if they're trying to fit people in the top, that, you know, let's make things interesting, because there's a chance that, you know, so far we haven't seen Turn to Fuji. I'm just at 2 now. So that makes me believe he's going to end up being in 1. So maybe they're trying to potentially fill in his, you know, fight card. Potentially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those would be some good fights, yeah.
Because I would imagine he's going to end up fighting, like, Takayasu and Tochinoshin, and then he'll probably at most of Senyaku, or all of them, likely at 1.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know.
Kagiaki at 6.
Yep.
Takata Fuji, 5. That's expected. I don't see anything that's too crazy there. Wondering where. Yeah, it's like only a few guys actually moved up in the, I mean, in like the top, we'll say like the second half of the Magashira. Mm-hmm. Again, the whole middle pack being a mess. Yeah. But like Hokuto Fuji moved up from, he was 9-6, Magashira 5. Mm-hmm. And he's now Magashira 2.
Yeah, and like I'm looking at Itakeyama, who's now Magashira 4, and he was 1 with a 5-10. Like, it's so weird that there's some records that I feel like in the past might have dropped someone down. I mean, even Onosho, who was 2-13, he went from 2 all the way down to 9.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, it almost feels like it should be like a bigger loss. Like, we were 2-13.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a 10 or 11. I mean, 9 is not outrageous.
It's not outrageous, but.
Yeah. But I think like a 10, 11, 12.
Yeah,
would have been more expected, but and then Tochinoshin coming in at 4.
Yep.
Where was he? Tochinoshin was he was 11 with 10-5.
Yep.
And moved up to 4. So yep, that's a 7 rank increase. Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the number.
Yeah, they did move a lot of these guys up. You know, Hokuto Fuji at 2, Tamawashi at 2.
Mm. And you got Terra.
Yep.
Terra no Fuji at 1, which was what we expected pretty much. Yeah, you can't really jump him into the.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Senyaku. Like, that's.
But here's the interesting thing. So you can't put him in the Senyaku, but look at how the Senyaku is actually ranked right now.
Yeah, they're short of Sekiwake.
Yeah, they're actually not short. It's an extra.
Oh, an extra. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't typically even notice
that. I scrolled
up. Yeah, they typically try and go with 2, obviously 2 per rank to keep things balanced. But I think with the performance of who performed well there to get into
Shodai? I mean, the top like, I mean, cuz the only guys that were going to go into Senyaku from there is probably like your Magashira 1 2 3 ranks. And you have Endo at 8-7. Takakesho at 8-7, Takata Fuji at 5-10, Itakayama at 5-10, Onosho at 2-13, and Kiribayama at 6-9. So yeah, no real candidates to move up there.
Yeah,
in your,
I mean,
typical
even position. Even like looking at Endo, who is 8-7 in July, I'm kind of surprised that they would even like. I mean, I like Endo. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. it was one of the pictures that we got when we went to our trip. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm a big fan of Endo, but you know, I don't think an 8-7 warrants putting in a third rank, but I guess the difference is that they had to move Daisho up to Sekiwake because he was 11-4.
Yeah.
And show, but like, I'm kind of surprised that they would throw a third Sekiwake in there.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. It's so
I don't remember the last time, and honestly, it's probably more recent than I can remember that they had three Sekiwake. Yeah. But I'm, you know, typically they like the off ones are like Ozeki, where it's like, oh well, it's as many guys that can get in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know for sure, but like, I feel like there's been three Komasubis more frequently than Sekiwakes, but
probably.
But Okinoumi in Komasubi, is that his highest rank so far? Let me look.
Man from Shimonekin.
Yeah. just curious if that's his highest rank ever.
Yeah, I think.
He was Komasubi in July, obviously, but it's interesting. I don't know. Before that, I guess that like the last six tournaments, he was just Magashira. He's been floating around the top for a while.
Yeah.
So
let's see. His highest rank was, so he was a Sekiwake at one point.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep. So that was a while back, but I mean, but even to be up there, I mean, we know of someone who's a big fan of his. So, you know, it's pretty exciting for him too. At least now he's going to be in the East, the higher rank of the two Komasubi, but that's like, once again, I'm kind of surprised that they still went with that three-year at the Sekiwake. I mean, it's, I don't know, it's weird. It just seems weird to have three in there. But so that means they're probably going to have to call someone up from Juryo.
Yeah.
Because Abi's going to be out. Ichinojo is going to make it odd again. So, they'll probably just rotate one person in like they usually do.
Yeah, usually.
And then they'll see what happens from there.
We'll see what, and Takeyumi, obviously. Yeah, that's Sekiwake again.
Yeah, and I'm consistency. That's what I wanted, and I love seeing Takeyumi there. And I'm interested to see what ends up happening, because I'm taking a look at Shodai, Takeyumi, and Daisho. All having good records last tournament, but I'm taking a look at their last three to see if they're realistically in a race to potentially go to Ozeki.
Yeah, checking that out too.
Let's see.
Doesn't look like Daisho is yet.
No, Daisho has 19 wins over the last three. He's got, I can't fucking do math, 26. So in this tournament, he'd have to get, like, he'd almost have to go 14-1 to do it. But, I mean, this could be, if he gets another double-digit win tournament, then that's good for him. Takeyomi's got 28 over the last three, and he's got back-to-back double digits.
Shodai has 32.
Yeah, last three. I'm kind of surprised they, but I guess the reason is you can't. I'm sort of surprised that they didn't consider him for Ozeki, because I think it's 33 or like 32 over three tournaments.
So if he comes in and gets 13 or 14, like even I think 12 or 13 probably gets him some pretty heavy Ozeki consideration.
Yeah, and it really comes down to who he beats, too.
Yeah, again, yeah. Yep. That's definitely, like, if he can put up some wins, like, if he can take out one of the Yokozuna, if he beats Terunofuji and both the Ozekis or even one of the Ozekis, I think with a Yokozuna win, and that's not, if he beats Hakuho and gets 12 wins, I think he's in. But yeah, if he only beats Kakaru, I think he's going to need 13.
Yeah, it's just so funny to see the Ozeki rank just kind of be a revolving door right now. Like we talked about like past episodes where it's like, I just loved seeing that consistency where it was like the core four and they were that way for like, you know, whether they were performing well or not, you know, they eight, you know, 7-8 and then having to get a winning record the next tournament, but like it was consistent.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting now to see if like Takeyumi does well, he gets thrown up next tournament, and then like Daisho performs well and he gets thrown up next tournament. And
there's a lot of potential there for if Takeyumi can keep things consistent, I think he's your best bet at next, like, consistent Ozeki.
I hope so.
I think he's gonna stay healthy.
Yeah. Yep.
I think the time off in between is probably gonna benefit him a lot.
Probably.
I mean, yeah, because he's 11-4, 10-5 in the last two tournaments. And that's kind of when they've been going on breaks. So Andy got the Outstanding Performance Award last Basho. So
yeah, no, he's in a good place. I'm just hoping the pressure doesn't happen. Like, you know, I could get Ozeki if I perform well. It's like, no, just go out there and do your best sumo. Like,
yeah, and it's like the cliche thing that they always say. But in his case, I actually feel like it's actually warranted. Like, just, if just he said that, I'd believe it.
Yep, don't go out there. Like, you've already won a couple of U shows. You already have a championship. Like, just try and get up to Ozeki. I feel like that's, like, the next hurdle for him is, you know, I've won tournaments already. You know, I want to get to Ozeki. And then after that, you know, maybe we'll think about Yokozuna. But it's just so funny that, like, no one in the field right now, I feel like, is almost Yokozuna material.
Like, yeah. I don't really feel like either that, like, I mean, looking at it, yeah. And again, I think only Terunofuji and the Takeumi are probably the only two that I would be like they could probably be Yokozuna.
You but could make a conversation. Asuyama,
yeah. If Asuyama gets another, like, give me like two or three more tournaments the way he's fighting, and I'll give you some consideration on that.
He has to win, though. Like, that's the big thing, and that's what happened with, like, Casino Sato. Like, the man of consistency. Like, you know, always had 12 or 11 wins, always double digits. It's almost impossible to find a single win tournament for him.
Yeah.
If it's not, like, injury or just, like, a bad tournament. And they still required him to at least win a Yusho as Ozeki, and he did. And then when he became a Yokozuna, he won another Yusho, and then, you know, after that, it was pretty much game over for him, unfortunately.
Yeah. We really got to do just like an episode entirely on Kasun Sato.
Yeah, we've been teasing it a little bit.
Because he's one of my favorites, too.
It's unfortunate. It's
such a shame what happened to him, and I think that explains a lot about, like, the sport in the Ozeki rank and, like, how Yokozuna actually functions for people who may not know about it. I think that would be... I mean, that's an episode in and of itself, I think.
Yeah, we have a lot to say about him. Like, I really liked watching him. And that's where the concern is with, like, Asunoyama. It's like, you got to win. And I think articles were coming out afterwards, like, oh, good. Yeah, he was 12-3, but he has to win. He choked. You know, he didn't, you know, he blew it, I think, on, like, day 14. He had a chance to win it. He went up against Terunofuji. It's like, you could have won.
And, yeah, 13. Yeah, he went on, you know, on a 10. Yeah, day 13.
Was it day 13 he faced Terunofuji?
And he lost against Mataki-Umi. It's a guy, you know, he's one of those upper rank guys, I feel like, is battling for a spot, you know, and those are the kind of wins you gotta take.
Yeah, and like your day 14 loss to Taratsuyoshi is bad. Like,
yeah,
that's... finished 8-7. That's a guy you can't lose to. And that's probably, like, I'm on the leaderboard. Like, this is just a two-way race. It's me and Terunofuji. We're going in for day 14, and you lost. Yeah, and I don't know if he cracked on the pressure or not, but, like, you know, good on him for his 12-3. I'm not taking anything away from him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 12-3 at the Ozeki rank is insane.
Yes, that's really good.
So, like, that's because, yeah, you're fighting both Yokozuna, the other, you're fighting everybody in the Senyaku. So.
And there is something interesting now looking back at Asunoyama's bouts from, so Kakaru pulled up pretty early, but he didn't face Hakuho either. So now, you know, you were 12-3 without having to face either of Yokozuna.
Yeah, that's also always going to be an asterisk. Yeah.
Are you 10-5 maybe, or even 11-4? Maybe you beat Hakuho and, you know, you just not quite a bad tournament and that's just what happens. But
yeah, I think that there's always going to be, as long as Hakuho is still Yokozuna, there's always going to be that, like, asterisk. Like, you're not going to ask the same question about Kakaru. I mean, I think Kakaru is a great Yokozuna. He just happens to be living in the shadow of Hakuho a bit, I think.
Yeah, and you're kind of getting the pattern with Kakaru where it's like, it's looking really close to Casino Sato. I mean, over the last five tournaments, he's 4-4-7, 0-1-14, 1-4-10, 12-3 was in March, and he's 0-2-13, where... You're getting to the point where you're pulling out maybe too frequently as a Yokozuna. I mean,
yeah, and your last five tournaments, you've pulled out four times.
Yep.
Like that's Kasuno Sato territory right there.
Mm-hmm. Where you'll just be forced to retire. And then like it blows my mind when I think about this, like the fact that there could be no Yokozuna. Like, there's no one in the field right now who's like, oh, this guy's going to do it. Like, Terunofuji, when he was in his prime, I honestly thought there could have been a chance for him to do it. But, like, since that core four guys, and then like the three, you know, Yokozuna with like with Hakuho, Kakaru, and Haruma Fuji. It was like you had your seven guys right there, and some of those guys are up for Yokozuna consideration, or realistically only Kasino Sato when he got it. But yeah, like no one in the field looks at that. I'm like, we could be coming into like the age without a Yokozuna unless they force someone in there. I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, I want someone to earn it still, and I don't want to be like, oh, like, Asanoyama looks pretty good. We have no Yokozuna. Let's just promote him. Because then it's going to, like, you know, I want a guy who comes up and he's consistent. Like, I want this guy to be a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. And that's what Hakuho was when he got promoted. I mean, Hakuho was already Yokozuna way before I started watching.
Yeah, he was before I started watching, too. So,
so like, his run up there has been well over 10 years.
And I think I got to feel like the Sumo Association is kind of kicking themselves with the Haruma Fuji thing. Like, he was so good and, you know, he made a mistake and then you kick him out. And that was your dynamic duo at the top, man. Like, it was the only guy who ever really pushed Hakuho.
Yeah.
You know, to like, I mean, he didn't really pull out at all as long as Haruma Fuji was there. You know what I mean? It was almost like they were rivals of sorts. Mm-hmm. You know, like Hakuho would stay in the tournament because Haruma Fuji was staying in the tournament, like that kind of thing. I wonder if that was like a motivating factor. I mean, could obviously Hakuho is older now, but
it's a shame that two of the people we really like to watch were had different reasons for retiring. One went out a little bit more honorable and the other one not so much. Even though I'm indifferent about the whole situation. You know, once again, we were there when it happened, so it was interesting to see the media coverage of it and
That'll be another episode in of itself too, I think. It's like,
yeah, there's a couple in the own episodes that we have on the plate.
Because
we have stories. So,
but yeah, that's like, and yeah, and to finish off with like the overall bonds, okay, obviously you have Hakuho and Kakaru up here.
Yeah,
it's gonna be, I don't know, what do you think happens if Kakaru pulls out again? Are they gonna, that's what I think is more interesting, is like, so all right, let's say he pulls out again, are you willing to go down to just Hakuho? Like, haven't been at one Yokozuna for a really long time, and then you don't really know, like, because Hakuho is so good, he could just retire whenever he wants. Like, you know, and just he'll go out on top with most of the records in the books, and who cares? You know what I mean? It's like obviously he said he wanted to fight until the Olympics, which has now passed at this point.
Yeah.
So is he going to stick around for another year because of the COVID stuff, or
I hope so.
He's in retirement territory.
Yeah, and there's been reports and stuff of him potentially becoming a stable master, and I don't know if those reports are just like, you know, sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
But I don't know, but like, I was interested to see, because we got on the topic of Kakaru and having to potentially retire, and I was just looking at what the criteria for Kasino Sato was, and so he won back-to-back U shows and then went 6-5-4, 2-4-9, full pull out, 4-6-5, 1-5-9, full pull out, full pull out, full pull out, 10-5, 0-5-10, and then retired.
Wow, yeah, so he was gone
much
longer, actually.
He was a Yokozuna for almost 2 years. It was 11 tournaments, and then he had to retire, so he didn't get that 12th one. But I don't know. Where Kakaru's kind of approaching that territory, sort of, if he continues down this way this year. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the next, like, three tournaments will be kind of a big indication of what's happening. I think that answers that question, though. Like, if he has to pull out for whatever reason in this tournament, he'll be fine. Based off the Kasino Sato standard. But yeah, he's trending in that direction.
And Kakaru's 35, and I think Hakuho is also 35. So they're the same age. I mean, which is hard to believe because just the dominance of Hakuho and how long he's been doing it. I mean, there's a potential we could be looking at no Yokozuna potentially in like 2022 if Hakuho at least gets through next year, which is theoretically his goal if he's Olympic, because they postponed it a year.
I'm wondering, because we were talking about who the next Yokozuna could possibly be, and
it's like no one really stands out to me as like Yokozuna even, material.
Even looking at like the Sekiwakes, so we'll go through their last three tournaments here. Yeah, Shodai 11-4 in July, 8-7 March, 13-2 in January. So, but before that, he was 11-4, which is good in November, but 3-12 in September.
Yeah.
So that's Shodai. You got Daisho, who's 11-4, 8-7, 7-8, 8-7, 8-7. He's not Yokozuna.
No.
You know, he's not Yokozuna material, really. At this point, I mean, obviously everyone can grow. But I will say also in July, he had two pullout wins.
Yeah.
Takakesho and Kakaru both pulled out on days he was fighting him. So Kakaru's very potential loss there going up against Yokozuna. He could very easily be 12-3 instead of 11-4. And then you got Takayumi, who's 11-4, 10-5, 7-8, 6-9, and 12-3.
Yeah, and the 12-3 he actually won. So
yeah,
he does have a win with
the class. Yeah, out of the three of them, he's the only one with a win right now.
Yeah, and then like even then, like I still look at Takayumi, I'm like, it's consistency. Like
yeah.
There's certain times where he does well, but like even looking at like his overall numbers, he hasn't put together any like honestly, actually, these double-digit wins, now looking at it, are his only career, at least in the upper division. Let me just make sure before I
thought he went on kind of a tear in 2019.
Because
didn't he have a potential? Like, I thought that 12-3, and then, like, he – so maybe the
– Looks like he had the 9 – and he had a 9-6, 9-6, and a 12-3, where he took 30 wins in three tournaments, which was – close that
so he was knocking on the door kind of, but yeah,
correct. And then he went 6-9, 7-8. So but yeah, I mean, looking at his entire career, you know, I think 2015 might be the last time that he had back-to-back wins. 2016
had back-to-back double digits.
Yeah, back-to-back double digit wins.
Yeah,
you know, Marcus here 8-13. So like for him, it's consistency. It's like, you know, you perform so well and then it's just like it, you know, I feel like it's, you know, he has a strong start and then he chokes late.
And Asanayama is, he's 12-3, 11-4, 10-5, 11-4, 10-5.
Yeah. Like he has some great numbers.
He's got that's Kasino Sato style numbers there. Takakesho is a little less consistent and he pulled out in the July tournament. So he's 8-4-3. 7-8, 11-4, 9-6, 12-3.
Yeah.
So he sways a little bit, but has been in Ozeki since November of last year. So yeah. That's something, you know. Whereas Asanayama is obviously your new Ozeki. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah,
see happens there.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, like, you know, like I said, like yeah, like you said, he was 12-3. He took the Yusho. For Asanayama back in May of 2019. Yeah, and then it was 7-8, but then yeah, 10-5, 11-4, 10-5, 11-4, 12-3. Like you keep putting up those numbers and you get two tournament wins someplace in there. I mean, he's got his first, but you got to win again with those kind of numbers.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I still don't know if he's going to be Yokozuna material.
Yeah, again, I think the next few tournaments at Ozeki will really, and especially if Hakuho and Kakaru are healthy and fighting.
Yeah.
Those, I think, are going to be big matches for him, how he performs against the Yokozuna.
Yep.
I think that's, like, because that's pretty much what they're there for now, I feel like, the Yokozuna. They're kind of like a test. Who's beaten those guys? Are they, is that enough to keep the seats, the butts in the seats, the people watching at home.
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to have a level of dominance, and I don't know if that exists right now.
Yeah, and I think it's hard to measure who's a big fan of who, especially since like we don't get, you know, as much coverage here in the States as we would in like Japan. But like without fans, like usually we'll watch and stuff, and it's like, oh yeah, those are like that's the section for Takayumi. It's like, I don't know if some of these guys who are coming up are that popular. I'm guessing they are, but just like without fans, like we don't get a chance to be like, okay, so there is like a following for, you know, Asanayama. And
yeah, I mean, the only people we really hear about in the States is like Endo. Like everybody talks about Endo, and like Terunofuji is obviously pretty popular. Tochi Noshin, I think, is another one that's pretty popular. But other than that, don't think we really hear too much. I mean, obviously, again, it's we're limited exposure anyway. But yeah. I don't know of many. I mean, they're obviously a big deal in Japan. Mm-hmm. But, I'd be interested to see, like, who has the most followers, or you know what I mean, like,
mm-hmm. yeah,
who Japanese people think are like the forefront, most popular,
yeah,
sumo wrestlers right now.
Yep, that'd be interesting.
But yeah, and it's also kind of a shame that Toshinoshin has fallen so far, because I think he was bringing in a lot of foreign interest.
Yeah, I mean we have our opinion about Toshinoshin, yeah, and all that. So you know, if you can, you know, he's extremely ridiculously muscular. Just yeah, the ability to pick up pretty much any opponent. Like, I don't know if I've seen anybody he hasn't been able to pick up, like mm-hmm. Oyama and Ichinojo and some like the bigger guys. He's just still picked up. I'm like, I don't know how you do that without blowing out your back, busting a knee, like,
yeah,
you know, doing something, strain your neck, but he's able to do it. So he's entertaining at least,
yeah,
whether or not you like him or not, at least he kind of puts on a good show for the most part. He Henka's once in a while, and
yeah,
you know, we're really anti-Henka.
Even yeah,
technically it's a move, and but they should work on how that actually happens.
Yeah, I'm just kind of to take like a way step down. I was just mm-hmm. kind of looking at who was in top in Juryo.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to bring up next, because you know we talked about where Kota Nowaka would go, and we kind of thought they'd keep him at 16 or 17, and mm-hmm. they dropped him down to 2,
yep,
which is a shame, because I. You know, I get it. He was injured. He pulled out, you know, but he tried to come back. I figured they'd at least give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe if he took a win, he might have, but that could also be because there were so many guys who performed well in Juryo mm-hmm. that they were like, listen, we gotta like force some people out, and we're going to put these four guys who deserve to come up, you know, yeah, rightfully so. 10 and fives, 11 and fours, like bring those guys up. Sure. Mm-hmm. But so Kota Waka got on the chopping block, unfortunately, even Ikioi.
Yeah, Ikioi is down there. Juryo won again.
Yep. Yeah, Koto Yuki just dropped down 2 ranks. He was 17, I think, in July. Yeah. Yep, and he went down to 2 now in Juryo.
Ishiki, you know, like some of these names, it's funny because I just look and I know some of these guys down here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like once we start getting down to like Juryo 5 or 6, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the great thing, is there's like always that revolving door, and that's why like being on Twitter and stuff like that, you see other fans who are like who follow like maybe the guy from like Sadan Mei, where maybe they get more coverage of it so they can see him climb to the ranks. Like we didn't even know about Enho until pretty much he was like high Juryo maybe.
Yeah.
Like we heard his name, but that was really it, but we didn't get any coverage. But like, you know, now there's more people talking about some of these younger guys, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm excited to see that, you know, Oki is up. It's like, I haven't heard of Oki, but you know, I'm gonna take a look at this guy. I'm gonna check out, see what the business is, and yeah, I'll see if I can become a fan. But
yeah, yeah. So I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a good look at completely blind talking about it.
Yeah, I'm I hope. Obviously, I want the Sada Kotake guys to do well. You know, I want Kota Shukiku to keep fighting until, you know, keep going as far as and long as he can and do well. And Kota Ika wanted to do well. And Kota Shoho, too. Like, he just won 2 tournaments ago in Juryo. And, you know, I still want those guys to do very well.
So how about blind guess here based solely on Banzuke? Who takes the Yusho?
Oh, boy. I mean, in a perfect world where everyone's healthy, Hakuho takes it easily, most likely. I feel like Asano Yama is going to come back with a vengeance. Mm. Like, he's going to realize that he choked on day 14, and I'm hoping he has some kind of bounce back from that, and it's not something that he regresses from, where he's, like, so focused on 14 that he starts to overthink what he's doing.
Yeah.
Go out there and just do sumo. It's funny. It's always the most basic thing they say, but it is the truth. Just go out there. Do what you need to do, and you know the rest will fall into place.
Yeah, my guess would also be Asano Yama.
Yeah, I mean, Mataki Omis has a lot to prove too, so he could be, you know, fighting for the title as well. I mean, honestly, if Senyaku looks pretty good, where I wouldn't be surprised if any of them wins. I mean, if there's like, I guess if I had to go with some kind of crazy underdog or something like that, like someone who's, you know, completely out of the woodwork.
I mean, if I had to just rant, like, I would actually be really surprised if Terunofuji repeated. That was probably my, or, you know, was able to win the Yusho again.
I agree. I think he had a lot of pretty much walkover wins. Like, they were guaranteed wins, fighting so low. And now he's going to get up there and he's going to face everyone again. Mm-hmm. I think he'll perform well. Like, if
he gets, I think he'll do well.
Like, 9 or 10 wins. And I don't know, maybe they throw up another, like, Komatsubi rank and, you know, see what happens.
Yeah, I think that would be my biggest surprise if he was able to repeat. And I would like to see Endo move up a little bit more and maybe get that Sekewake rank.
Yeah, I mean, if they're...
Stay there.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going with, like, you know, weird ranking structures again and Shodai, Mitakyo, and Daisho all perform well, then, I mean, Sekewake is open. So you could have Endo move up to Sekiwake, depending on how he does. Terunofuji maybe slides into Komatsubi. Okinomi maybe stay where he is. And then I just want everyone else to stay where they are.
Yeah, and actually looking at Endo's, I know we've been as long as we've been watching him, he's always been an 8-7 mm-hmm. wrestler. 8-7, 7-8 record wrestler. And it's pretty consistent there, but I didn't realize that he had been Komatsubi and Magashira 1 for so long now.
Yeah.
September of last year, he was Komatsubi. November he was, and then Magashira 1 in January. March, Komatsubi again. Magashira in July, and back up to Komatsubi. So, yeah, it would be interesting. If he could put together double-digit wins, I definitely think he gets Sekiwake.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a good chance, but once again, it's... You gotta be consistent. You gotta perform well and Endo's just, he hasn't been able to put up those consecutive numbers that you really want to see. He takes some bad losses.
Cool. Any hot takes before we sign off here? Anything think of?
Any hot takes?
Hot takes.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm just glad that we got Sumo back in September. I'm glad to see that it's the same format as July, you know, everyone keeping their distance protocol. Mm-hmm. My hot take is I want there to be no scandals.
Yeah.
I just want to watch Sumo for a couple of weeks. I want to enjoy it. I want there to be any scandal that happens, you know, young wrestlers breaking out to go to dinner, strip clubs, whatever may have happened. I just want to get through a basho with how crazy this year has been. And just see it, and then, you know, we can wrap it up in November and, you know, have it be a good year. But, yeah, no real hot takes. How about you?
My hot take, Shodai becomes an Ozeki in the December tournament, or November tournament, excuse me. That's, so he goes 12-3, and they make him an Ozeki.
12-3? I mean, that it, depending on who he wins, who he
yeah.
wins. It's possible because that'll get them 30 wins with a 12-3, 31 wins. So they'd like to see 33. But yeah, if he beats like Hakuho and Kakaru, it's like, well, those kind of count as two wins each. So,
yeah. Yeah. And I'm not fully convinced that Kakaru is going to be a full strength.
I don't
think so. I think that's if he can get him early, I think he's got a good shot.
Yeah. This isn't a hot take, but if you're making a prediction for Ozeki, I'll go with a different one. I think it's going to be Mitakyomi.
Yeah,
I think it's obviously, I think that's more of a layup answer where it's like, all you need to do is probably put up 11 wins.
Yeah.
And he already did that. So, I mean, that's the easier hot take. I'll call it like a warm take. Yeah. If it happens, it's you know, not surprising if it happens, given how he's been performing the last two tournaments. So,
yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening. And you can follow us on Twitter at Super Sumo Bros, BROS.
Yep.
You can follow us on Spotify. We're on Spotify now because we're all hip.
Yep.
We will see you next time.
See you.